Everybody. Oh, you said that to me at 7:30. Okay. Lord, thank you for this opportunity today, Father, and thank you for the confirmation about what this message is about today, because I've heard it probably a half a dozen times this morning already. And I appreciate that, Lord, because I know for me, sometimes it's a little hard to figure out the words to say without your leading. So thank you, Lord. Okay, a couple weeks ago, I was reading my morning devotional, and I came across this, and it's kind of kicked me in the teeth, to be honest with you. And I'm just going to read part of it, but this will help you to understand where I'm coming from. It says, I'm with you and for you. You face nothing alone, nothing. When you feel anxious, know that you are focusing on the visible world and leaving me out of the picture. The remedy is simple. Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Verbalize your trust in me, the living one who sees you always. Well, the title of this message is Seen and Unseen. And when I got to thinking about that, I got to looking around and I got to thinking, look at all the things that I see in my life every day. And I come to I got to thinking, all right, we have the five natural senses. Well, of the five natural senses, probably the most dominant one is our sight, because it helps us to determine what things are and what's going on in situations, and what we need to do in certain things, in our lives. And I thought, wow. That's pretty powerful, when you think about it. But then I got to thinking of the unseen. Well, what's going on in my life that I don't see? And, when I thought about that, I thought, most of the things in my life that were unseen to me and I was going through situations or problems in my life, and now that I know that I have the Lord on my side, have been actually worked out pretty good. Before that, I always had the mindset that, it's not going to work out very good. And when something is unseen and it's working in your life, the one thing you always want to know is, is it going to work out to my advantage? Well, a lot of the things that were unseen in my life didn't always work out to my advantage the way I thought they should, but they really did. And that was a big thing for me, to start to understand that. Everybody in this room is going through some trauma in their life, is going through something in their life that was really, really difficult to deal with. And everyone in this room has probably gone to the Lord and say, Lord, help me with this situation. And then we got to looking around and saying, okay, what's the answer? But what we didn't see is what he was doing in the background, working on it in his will, not our will. I got to looking at the word seen, and I looked it up in the concordance how many times the word seen is in the Bible. 262 times. Now, I'm not going to read all the scriptures, But what I did do is I scanned through it and looked at a bunch of the scriptures. What I did find out is the word seen was used in so many different ways. People in the Bible had said they saw the Lord. People said, I saw evil. People said, I saw this, I saw that. You know, and that showed me that we're seeing everything every day. We're seeing things that we don't like. We're seeing things that we do like. We're seeing situations that we don't think are the right thing to do. We see situations that, you know, are the wrong thing that we're doing. You know, have you ever done something wrong and then go, what the heck was I thinking? I do that a lot. Still do it a lot. You know? And I found out that I'm not, sometimes I have to look back on my faith and I say, Lord, I didn't have the trust in you to allow you to help me through the situation. And, you know, when we're going through stuff, a lot of times we don't really think about turning it over to the Lord. We're just trying to get through it. We're trying to see our way through it the best we can. See, and that's when the unseen part of it comes in, because the Lord already knows what we're going through. See, and he's got it. Like Rich said in that sermon a couple years back, he's got it all. He's got it right where he's got us, right where we need to be, right at this point in time in our life, and he's working on it. And we may not see what that situation is, what his will is, but, you know, it is our job to keep asking him that we walk in his will and we have the wisdom to understand what he's trying to do. See, if we don't understand what he's doing in the unseen, we're never going to see it. We're never going to recognize it. I went through the Bible and I was looking at some of these 262 verses where the word seen was, and I'm going, oh, man, where do I start? And I just kind of, she'll tell you, I'm kind of a hoity-toity kind of guy. I just go all different directions. But I picked out three. First one is Joshua, because, you know, the word seen is in both the New Testament and the Old Testament. And I picked out Joshua 23:3, and it says, let's see if I can get it here. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. You know, if Joshua could see that, why couldn't we see that? And I think that's because what I said just a few seconds ago. When we're in situations going on in our lives and we see it only in the natural, God sees it in the spiritual. And that's a big difference. See, when we're relying on the spiritual part of it, we're taking that situation or whatever it is going on in our life or whatever we see, and we're taking that out of our natural senses, and we're giving it over to the Lord in spiritual senses. And then his unseen will is taking it over even more. Second one I picked out was a really good one, I thought. And it's 2 Corinthians. I got to tear my notes out so I can read. 4:16-18. And it says this: therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Wow. I like where it said there. Momentary troubles. You know, our troubles are the things that, you know, when our life is good and everything's going smooth, we don't think about anything. You know, we're just kind of riding down the road. That's the way I am. I'm riding down the road, you know, nothing's in my way. I can see for a long way ahead. But then when something comes up in my life and the bumps in the road start coming up and I got to really hang on to the steering wheel to keep the car on the road, that's when I need the Lord the most. See, I can see the bumps in the road, but I can't see a mile up ahead where the road's smooth again. And that's where the Lord has to come in. See, he knows the road's smooth up there. And what happens after we get, you know, off the bumpy road and all of a sudden the road's smooth? Well, we go right back to where we were. Driving down the road. I can remember one time Kath and I were going up to Columbus, I think it was, Chicago. And I had a little pickup truck back then, and we were driving that. And we were driving up I-70, and we hit a bump in the road, and the truck went from this lane to that lane. It just jumped it one entire lane over. And I went, whoa, you know, it happened so fast, I didn't even know what the heck it was. But, you know, that's how out of control our lives can be sometimes when something comes into our life. That we hit that bump, and next thing you know, we're over here, and the Lord's over here. We need to get back where the Lord is. We need to get back where we can see what's going on ahead of us. I didn't see the bump. I felt it. It was a heck of a pothole in an interstate, I can tell you that. But it was something that was really kind of scary. But, you know, that's okay. The scary things in our lives are what should give us hope that we have the Lord on our side. You know, we do. We don't have to hope. We have faith that he's on our side. But we always hope that it's going to turn out okay. You know, there's always hope. You know, and that's the other part of this seen and unseen. You know, it's part of faith and it's part of hope. When we have issues or whatever's going on in our lives and things are going, we have faith that the Lord's going to keep us in a safe place. If something comes up, we hope that he's going to keep us in a safe place. But the truth is if you put faith and hope together, they're really one. Because faith gives us hope. And that's what we need in our lives. You know, another example of what I'm talking about, the seen thing, in Mark 16:11, when Mary Magdalene saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. And she's running down the road, and she's all excited. She saw him, she saw him, she saw him. And what did the disciples say? No, you didn't. He's gone. See, she saw him just like we can see him. And she believed. They didn't believe because they didn't see it. It was unseen to them. But when they saw him, what happened? Boy, were they elated then, huh? That's a good story for me. That I have to remember that. Just because I don't see him right this moment doesn't mean that I can't be elated. Because I know he's with me. How many times in our life have we taken for granted God's grace or his mercy, or not recognized his grace and mercy on our lives because we didn't see it, we didn't recognize it? I've done that a lot. I think I've said it before. If I go back and look at my life and look at all the things that happened in my life, that when I look at them now, they were really miracles. I'm glad I can recognize them now. You know, Theraldine and I were talking before church. He was saying, well, I was just an old country boy with an eighth grade education coming out of Kentucky, and look at me now. And he was talking about when he saw Brother Eddie the first time, and I said, you know, until I met her, I would have never thought in a million years I'd be standing here. But here I am. I did, and I asked him, I said, did you see it coming? And his answer to me was, I think everybody in this room could say the same thing about something that the Lord has done in your life that was for your good. His grace and mercy, you know, thrown upon you like a flood. Did you see it coming? No. I didn't see it coming. You know, that's because I wasn't looking for it. Back then, before I met her, I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't looking for the Lord. I was lucky. I was looking out if I could take one step in front of the other. You know, sometimes you have to do that. And we need to be more than thankful for God's grace and mercy every day. And we need to keep our eyes open. It's important that we keep our eyes open to see what he's doing around us. One time when we were here in church one day, and I was sitting in, I think I was up here in the choir when we still had the choir. And I said, and I felt the Lord say to me, when you leave this building today, look around. It was a bright sunshiny day like today. Just look around and see what I've done. And that was kind of a revelation for me, because when I did it, I was amazed what I saw. I saw God's grace, I saw his mercy, and I saw his great creation that he's given us all around me. And, you know, that was a peaceful time for me. But I had never looked at it from that point of view. I had only looked at it as, it's kind of half and cloudy out there, and you know. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit guide you through everything that's going through in your life. You know, we need to not only keep our eyes and our minds open, we need to keep our hearts open. Because when we keep our hearts open, we allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and to guide us through what we're going through and to show us what to do. How many times have we asked the Holy Spirit, Lord, just send your Holy Spirit to help me through this situation? And sit back and wait. And that's what we need to do. Sit back and wait. It's okay to see things. It's okay that we've seen things in our lives. It's okay that we've gone through things in our lives. It's okay that we've survived things in our lives. But we need to remember that ultimately there was the Lord in the unseen things in our lives that got us to where we are today. Right where I'm standing, right where you're sitting. It's like I said, before I met Kath and she introduced me to this church, I never saw it coming. I'm sure everybody in this room can say something just like that. I never saw it coming. I never thought that would be a part of my life. But I'm glad it is. And I'm glad that I have an opportunity to stand here and talk to everybody in this room. Not that it's me, but I'm glad I have the opportunity because that's God's grace for me. That's something he's done for me that I don't have to, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, this is something we say in this church a lot. And it resonates with me the more I think about it. And that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, isn't that what we want? We want the hope of glory in our life. And we want to be able to see it if we can. And we talked about that. We were talking about that in Sunday school today. If we go to heaven, if we're, are we going to see all of our relatives and all of stuff like that? What a glorious moment that would be. But like Oscar was saying, what a glorious moment it would be, it's going to be, is if we see Jesus Christ in all his glory. That's the glory of it. And that's what I want. Christ in me, I want to see that glory. I'm going to finish with this. There was a footnote here on 2 Corinthians in this Bible. And it says, and I really like this, our trouble should not diminish our faith or delusion us. We should realize that there is a purpose in our suffering. Problems and human limitations have several benefits, but they remind us of Christ's suffering for us. They keep us from pride. They cause us to look beyond this brief life. They prove our faith to others, and they give you the opportunity to demonstrate his power. See your troubles as opportunities. I don't want to concentrate on troubles. I think what we should do is see our life as an opportunity. See our life as an opportunity to reflect Christ in it. Because if we're doing that, what better place can you be? And Romans 31 says, and Clyde said it. You took my glory, my thunder away there, Clyde. When you were up here giving prayer, if Christ is with us, who can be against us? So let's keep our eyes open today, okay? Let's keep our eyes open, and let's keep looking around for what God's doing in our lives. And let's keep remembering that even if we might be at a low point in our life, God's still working in our life. We may not see it, But he is. He does all things for our good. All things. And like Oscar says all the time, what's all? That's all of it. So have a good day. Enjoy the day, okay? And look for all the good things in your life. Remember, you know, I'm tired of looking at negativity. Tired of hearing negativity. I'm not going to do that. I don't want it. I don't want any of it in my life. Not saying I won't have it, because I know I will. But the one thing I do know is I can give it up and let the Lord have it, and that negativity goes away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each and every one of us today. And Lord, I just pray that you touch every person in this room today with a spirit of willing gratitude for all the grace and mercy that you continue to pour on us, even though we don't really recognize it. Because I know you're doing it. I know you're doing it for everybody in this room. And Lord, I just want to give you the praise and glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.